I'm Dorman Ford. I'm 83 years old. I am a retired school teacher and school administrator, but my avocation has been Model Ts. I've always been interested in them. For 30 years, I have had them, owned them. A Model T is a Ford product, Ford Motor Company, not their first car, but it was manufactured from 1909 to 27, and at one time, more than half the cars in the world were Model T Fords, because it was the first car that was mass-produced on assembly line that the average person could afford. The person who designed the Model T was Henry Ford. He did produce other cars. The Ford Motor Company was organized in 1903, and he produced other cars, and his first car that was successful was a Model A, which made it possible for the company to go ahead and expand. The impact it had on American life was very great. Previous to the Model T, the average person couldn't afford an automobile, and it made it possible for them to drive their Model Ts, their automobiles, to church, to town. And I have two now. I just had a sale, cutting back, pulling in my horizons a little bit, but I have owned six Model Ts altogether, and I just sold three and the parts I had, and now I have two, but I'm going to keep them for touring and for pleasure. I own a Model T built the year I was born. I'm 7 weeks older than my Model T Roadster. To drive the Model T, it's a great feeling. We go on tours with clubs. We've organized a local club, and I belong to the Model T Ford Club of America, and have been active in the club. And we have all the way from sometimes 20 Model Ts on a tour, and we have been on tours with as many as 300. We get a lot of attention. Quite often people want to stop and visit us with us, and some of the older people tell us what kind of a Model T they had when they got married, and it's a lot of fun. When I tell them I was a school administrator and a teacher, and they see that I have this avocation of Model Ts, they look at me as if I'm a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. It's hard for them to understand that. Once a week, I need to drive my Model T, and I take it to the grocery store, or I pick up the mail, because it needs to be started once in a while. So if the weather is good, I do drive it. For its day, it was certainly the finest car that has been designed. It met a need and could be purchased that at a price the average person could afford. It changed America. It put America, and not only America, but the world, on wheels.